Hello, this is Wilbert Roget, composer of the original score to Mortal Kombat 11, and you're listening to The Annotator.
Welcome to The Annotator, where composers share their thoughts and stories about their original scores. This is episode 99, where composer Wilbert Roget II talks about his original score for the video game Mortal Kombat 11. This is Christopher Coleman, and you can find all episodes of this podcast at theannotator.net or wherever you find quality podcasts. Wilbert Roget II is a veteran composer in the video game industry. He joined LucasArts as a staff composer in 2008, where he scored several games in the Star Wars universe, including Star Wars The Old Republic and Star Wars First Assault. He later became a freelance writer, scoring Call of Duty World War II, Guild Wars 2, The Path of Fire, Lara Croft and the Temple of Osiris, and the most recent entry into the Mortal Kombat game universe, Mortal Kombat 11. His scores have earned him several awards and nominations from the Game Audio Network Guild, the Academy of Interactive Arts and Sciences, and others. Mortal Kombat 11 was released in March of 2019 from NetherRealm Studios for the PlayStation 4, Nintendo Switch, Xbox One, and Windows, and in it, the story continues as Raiden's defeat of the evil Elder God Chinook has drawn the ire of Kronika, the Keeper of Time, and upset her desired balance between good and evil. To restore stability in the realms, Kronika has only one option: rewind time to its beginning and restart history. Through the immersive story mode, players take on the role of various fighters from past and present Mortal Kombat eras who must join forces to defeat Shao Kahn's outworld armies and solve the temporal crisis at stake. In this episode, Wilbert Roget opens up his score for Mortal Kombat 11 and shares how he helped to define the protagonist forces versus the antagonist by utilizing acoustic East Asian instrumentation versus electronic performances of Middle Eastern influenced music, respectively. He also delves into exactly how he reflected the crucial narrative element of time in his original score. And throughout this episode, Roget spotlights a number of talented musicians that helped him to bring this score for Mortal Kombat 11 to life.
So this first piece is called A Matter of Time. It's the main theme of Mortal Kombat 11, and originally it was my demo. I was asked to write a piece with two contrasting themes representing the protagonist Raiden and the antagonist Kronika. To get this contrast, I decided to use East Asian instruments and an acoustic feel for Raiden, set against the Middle Eastern instruments and electronic feel for Kronika. I hired Stelios Varveris for the kemenche, which is the Middle Eastern bowed string instrument. He had worked with me previously on Lara Croft and the Temple of Osiris. This growling bass figure you're about to hear is the Revenant's theme. It's the only addition I made to my demo for the final piece. The plucked zither instrument you just heard is called a guzheng, and it's played by Chan Chan Jin. I decided to have a bit of fun with the two world instrument groups by having a percussion breakdown, where it functions like a drum battle between Raiden and Kronika's forces. And I actually wrote two different options for the melody, and I ended up using both, with the more simple one as the main theme, and this more dancey one as the ending band. This piece was recorded in Budapest by the Dynamedian Scoring Orchestra, and also features percussion solos by Doug Perry and cello solos by Sebastian Frey, both of whom I also worked with on Lara Croft and the Temple of Osiris. This next piece is called Timequake. It's played early in the game when the antagonist Kronika has actually folded time in on itself, bringing past warriors into the present. I created this effect here by rendering the full mix out. I time stretched it to about 3,000% slower, and then I gradually mixed in a phaser, high pass filter, and pitch bend on the full mix to make it seem like the entire world is lifting and distorting as this time magic is happening. In this section, all of the warriors of the past are being brought one by one into the present. It functions as a sort of table of contents for their signature sounds, so we start with Scarlet with harpsichord effect, Aaron Black with the Spanish guitar, Baraka with the war horn, and then processed snake sound effects for Kano. And finally, Shao Kahn's rock guitars melody. And next, the past heroes enter, starting with Liu Kang with the Taiko drums, Kitana's rising guitar tremolos melody, Kung Lao's Koto effects, Jade's theme on high strings, and finally, Raiden's theme. This is actually the first time you hear his heroic theme, rather than the Dark Raiden theme that occurred before. This is because we're now seeing the past version of Raiden before he's been corrupted. This next piece is called Sins of the Father and plays in a scene featuring Jax Briggs. It features a melody that I call the family theme and is used for several of the Special Forces characters to describe their motivation. Jax was in the Special Forces and is part of a military family, hence his daughter Jackie enlisting, but he has severe PTSD from events in the previous game, MKX, so he's discharged and living alone on a farm, missing his daughter and worried about her safety. I wrote this family theme in a pentatonic scale, and it's influenced by Afro-American spirituals because I wanted it to be as relatable and human as possible. So at this moment, the world freezes in time, and the antagonist Kronika enters, with the same effect that I used at the start of A Matter of Time. It's a djembe head rubbed with my fingers and then processed with granular synthesis. The background harmonies here are actually string pizzicatos that have been slowed down to about 6,000% and used as pads. This underscores the visuals of the scene being frozen in time. And the virtuoso violin is used to portray Kronika's power, but also to suggest seduction. I used violin here, played by Mateo Souza, instead of the Middle Eastern Comanche that she's usually portrayed by, because she's attempting to appear empathetic to Jax and encourage him to defend her while she reboots the timeline. And here, a heroic solo horn recaps the family theme, as Kronika offers an alternate future to Jax where he's a general and his daughter stays home and has children instead of enlisting. Both the solo trumpet and horn were played by John Stacey. And finally, Kronika's theme is presented with grand, tragic orchestration to show that her manipulation of Jax has worked. Kitana is one of my favorite characters in Mortal Kombat 11 because of her personal growth. Her whole character arc is about her integrity and strength, leading to her rise to power as the most respected Khan, or leader of Outworld. This instance of her theme is played when she finally defeats her adopted father, the evil warlord Shao Kahn. Her theme reflects her character arc by being a rising scalar passage, which until this scene has never reached the full scale, and as her story progresses, her theme gains the full scale and becomes major key. This middle section is a dialogue between Jade and her lover, the now crippled Kotal Kahn. It uses Jade's theme on bass flute, which takes influence from world music with its use of the pentatonic scale. At this moment in the scene, the other leaders of the Outworld approach Kotal Kahn and demand a share in Outworld's rule, now that Shao Kahn is defeated. But Kotal instead names Kitana the new Khan, because it was her that united them all. This is a huge moment in Mortal Kombat lore, and the first time the writers have given Kitana this level of agency and respect. So here we have the final, fully realized iteration of Kitana's theme, and I've added Kotal's theme in as a counterpoint here to represent the unity of the new Outworld. This next piece, Anagnorisis, is played late in the game when Liu Kang confronts Raiden, who has been corrupted by evil in his quest to protect Earthrealm. It starts with a return to the Dark Raiden theme, for the first time since the beginning of the game. During their violent argument, Raiden suddenly has a flashback to the ending of Mortal Kombat 9, where he again had come into violent conflict with Liu Kang. After Shao Kahn's appearance in this flashback, Raiden and Liu Kang argue over who should fight him. We hear the Dark Raiden theme again because he's clearly been influenced by some external force to act this way. And in this game's case, it was vague premonitions that convinced Raiden that Shao Kahn must be allowed to win. Liu Kang disagrees with this, and a fight ensues. But the scene then becomes a montage of all the different timelines throughout Mortal Kombat history that Liu Kang and Raiden have fought with each other, with references to Mortal Kombat Armageddon, Mortal Kombat vs. DC, and Mortal Kombat 3. Raiden is realizing that all these conflicts were engineered by Kronika all along. I immediately knew I wouldn't score this scene like a typical fight, because it was cutting between so many different flashbacks. So instead, I used this organ and choir pulse to signify that this epic conflict was recurring endlessly throughout different timelines, each of the countless times that Kronika has reset time itself. The ending of this cue has a choir whispering Mors Volcatite, which is a Latin translation of one of Shinnok's gameplay quotes from Mortal Kombat X, signifying that it's been Shinnok, the god of the Netherrealm, who's been corrupting Raiden this whole time. There are a few superhero movie-style moments like this one in the game, where several characters are revealed one by one, and in this late-game cue, the heroes are sailing towards Kronika's fortress using Charon's fleet, each led by a different character. We start with the Special Forces, and then Kung Lao and the Shaolin, and finally, a fully realized rock orchestra iteration of Kitana's theme. The second half of this cue focuses on the enemies and uses the Revenant's motif, which is just four descending chromatic notes, symbolizing them as undead warriors who've descended into the Netherrealm. Throughout the score, the Revenant's theme is usually performed on the notoriously aggressive Korg MS-20 synth, and in this scene I also use choir and orchestra. As the Netherrealm warships arrive, I use the Revenant's theme in a three-part diminution canon. The descending chromatic gesture functions as the melody, bass line, and a running strings counterpoint.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Annotator with composer Wilbert Roger II and his original score for the video game Mortal Kombat 11. The original score for Mortal Kombat 11 was released on June 28, 2019 by Water Tower Music and can be purchased at Amazon.com, iTunes, or streamed on Spotify and Apple Music. You can find out more and hear more music by Wilbert Roger at his official site, RogerMusic.com, or you can follow him on Twitter at Wilbert Roger. The Annotator is produced by me, Christopher Coleman, and you can find more episodes at theannotator.net, or you can subscribe wherever you find quality podcasts, and wherever you do listen, please leave us a rating or review, and if you know someone you think might enjoy The Annotator, we'd love for you to let them know about the show. You can also follow the show on Twitter at Audio Annotator, or on Facebook or Instagram at The Annotator, or send us your feedback via email to theannotatorpodcast@gmail.com.